Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Systemair third quarter 2016 financial results call on the 28th of November 2016. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press star zero on your telephone for operator assistance. Before we start, we would like to draw your attention to the fact that some of the information during this call contains projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or the future financial performance of Systemair. You can identify forward-looking statements by terms such as expect, believe, anticipate, estimate, intend, will, could, may, or might. The negative of such terms or similar expressions. We wish to caution you that these statements are only predictions and that actual events or results may differ materially. We do not intend to update these statements to reflect events or circumstances occurring after today's date or to reflect the occurrence of the unanticipated events. Many factors could cause the actual results to differ materially from those contained in our projections or forward-looking statements, including, among others, deteriorating economic and credit conditions, our competitive environment, risks associated with operating in Russia, rapid technological and market change in our industries, as well as many other risks specifically related to Systemair and its operations. I will now hand the conference over to Evgeny Chuikov. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our third quarter 2016 results call. Before we commence, let me introduce our speakers. With us on the line, we have Mikhail Shamonin, our President and CEO. We have Sevalod Rozanov, Senior Vice President and CFO, and myself, Evgeny Chuikov, Vice President and Head of Corporate Communications. You have our presentation on our website, which accompanies these sets of results, and now I will turn over the call to Mikhail.
Thank you all for joining us today. Our third quarter results demonstrate the quality of our asset mix as Systemair's revenues and OIBDA continue to grow despite the weak macroeconomic backdrop. Consolidated revenues increased 1.3% year-on-year and adjusted OIBDA rose considerably by 8.7% year-on-year due to robust improvement at our non-public assets. Our adjusted OIBDA margins have widened year-on-year by 2.1 percentage points to 30.8%. Amid a very competitive environment, our largest subsidiary, MTS, saw a moderate year-on-year contraction of 1% in revenues and 3% in OIBDA. This was largely due to lower usage of roaming as fewer Russians were taking holidays abroad. MTS trade income was also impacted by continued expansion of the retail business. This said, MTS OIBDA trends and margins remain the highest and most resilient among its key peers. Despite competition, MTS sustained its market share, expanding its mobile subscriber base by 1.2% during the quarter. Taking a longer-term view, we see that although telecoms are facing obvious challenges, the quality of MTS's subscriber base and business model, as well as synergies that with the Systemair's other assets like MTS Bank, will provide a good upside in the environment of a more rational market and macroeconomic recovery. For us as an investor, it is crucial that MTS remains focused on shareholder remuneration as it continues to reduce capex and optimize its cost base. This year, we received 23 billion rubles in dividends from MTS, and in October, the company announced a potential return to shareholders of up to 10 billion rubles in the form of a buyback. Overall, we continue to see MTS as our strategic asset where we intend to retain control. Pressures in the telecom industry were more than offset by the other parts of our portfolio. Children's goods retailer Детский мир grew revenue by 35% year-on-year on the back of a 12% increase in like-for-like sales and continued growth in the store's network. Like-for-like growth in the number of tickets was 3.1%, the strongest since second quarter of 2015. Детский мир OIBDA has grown 37% year-on-year, and OIBDA margin slightly widened to 10.9% in particular due to continued improvement in operational efficiency in line with our and the company's strategy. The SG&A to revenue ratio for the quarter stood at a record low of 22.7%. Being a clear market leader in Russia with the strongest pricing power and economies of scale, Yeskimir continues to expand its store chain and displace many of competitors in the local market while also increasing its presence in Kazakhstan, where the organized market share in children's retail continues to be low. This year, Yeskimir is on track to open at least 90 new stores. As of the end of the third quarter, it had a total of 464 stores. Our pulp and paper holdings, Segezha Group, has increased revenues by 19%, mainly due to rice production of paper sacks and doubling the capacity in sawn timber following the acquisition of LLDK, a wood processing plant in the Krasnoyarsk region. This M&A deal is another example of our ability to turn around acquired assets as the company's OEBDA margin continues to improve quarter on quarter. Segezha's focus on production cost optimization and sales of higher margin products led to a 30% increase in OEBDA year-on-year and an OEBDA margin of 21% for the quarter. The company is implementing a strategy aimed at leveraging its assets to wood resources and ability to control production costs across key business segments. To achieve this, Segezha is investing in building new capacity in paper, sacks, and plywood segments, as well as in modernization of current facilities of Segezha pulp and paper plant and upgrades to forestry equipment. In 9 months 2016, Segezha's overall capex totaled 7.4 billion rubles. This quarter, we saw an impressive performance by Agriholding STIP, which is developing rapidly into a notable contributor to our portfolio's results and equity value. Thanks to successful integration of assets acquired in late 2015 and 2016, STIP revenues grew 185% year-on-year, while OEBDA more than tripled with an OEBDA margin of around 30%. Field crops and vegetable production were STIP's main growth drivers during the quarter. We believe that we have the best asset mix and the right team for this business, and we continue to invest into the expansion of the land bank as well as into developing and modernization of production facilities in the dairy farming, apple production, and vegetable segments. Sistema's investment pipeline remains strong as it continues to identify and allocate funds to new promising assets. In November, we expanded the agriculture holdings land bank with an acquisition of 66,000 hectares of land. The deal is in line with our investment strategy to acquire assets with a strong growth potential and brings us closer to our strategic goal of building a large-scale agricultural business with a total land bank of at least 500,000 hectares. In the fourth quarter, we also invested 2.6 billion rubles into a group of 9 high-quality hotels operating under international brands in Moscow and 8 Russian regions, thus increasing the total amount of rooms under our management to over 3,660 and making Sistema one of the major hotel operators in Russia. With the hotel's debt of 4 billion rubles, the enterprise value of this business stands at 6.6 billion rubles, which represents an attractive valuation as we purchase a new hotel chain, which will not require any significant capex over the next few years, at about 35% discount versus construction cost. This deal also has a strong strategic element, as we do believe in a strong potential of Russia as tourist destination and plan to restructure our current hospitality assets, including the large Cosmos Hotel in Moscow based on the acquired platform. During the third quarter, we maintained our focus on a consistent and profitable asset monetizations with the divestment of 50% stake in SG Trans, a rail transportation operator, for 6 billion rubles. Despite the challenges faced by the transportation sector in recent years, we exited the investment with a good profit. Sistema continues to own a number of assets previously spun out of SG Trans, most of which we plan to monetize in 2016, first half 2017. In September, we successfully monetized a minority stake in MTS, selling 1.27% of the company for $100 million. We also continue to consider options for further monetization of Yeskimir, including a private placement or an IPO potentially as early as the first half of 2017. Monetizations are supportive for our strategy of diversifying our portfolio, optimizing debt, allocating funds to new investments, while also demonstrating the value of our non-traded asset to the market. During the quarter, we also continued to considerably deliver value to our shareholders as we paid our inaugural interim dividend and more than doubled total amount of dividend payouts made during the year, bringing it to 10.1 billion rubles. I would like to report a successful continuation of a new program for senior management to participate in the share capital of Sistema and our portfolio companies, which we developed to fully align shareholder returns and management compensation. During the last quarters, our senior team invested over 400 million rubles of their personal wealth into Sistema shares, while in the fourth quarter, we also launched a process of co-investment by our portfolio managers into the group's subsidiaries. Once the stage of program is completed, we will provide you with an update. As you can see from these results, we are delivering good progress in terms of portfolio diversification and growing the share of non-public assets in our net asset value. Overall, our longer-term view is that NAV of non-MTS assets will continue superior growth and reach the share of around 65-70% of the total portfolio by the end of 2020. Based on our investment strategy and growth assumptions for each of the assets, we expect that non-MTS subsidiaries will supply around 60 billion rubles in dividend and cash returns to the corporate center over the next 4 years. You can find an update of some of our strategic views in the investor presentation published on our website. And I will now hand over the call to our CFO, Всеволод Розанов, for the financial overview.
Thank you, Mikhail, and thank you all for joining us today. As Mikhail said, our third quarter results confirm a consistent growth trend in our non-public assets and improvement in their operating and financial performance. Their OIBDA has more than doubled year on year, while OIBDA margin reached 16.9% as compared to 7.7% in the same period of 2015. An important factor was the stabilization of MTS bank economics, allowing us to demonstrate underlying profitability trends in other non-MTS businesses. At your largest non-public subsidiaries, at our largest non-public subsidiaries, Detskii Mir and Segezha Group, we saw year-on-year OIBDA growth of 37% and 30% respectively, with wider margins as both businesses maintained focus on operational efficiency, SG&A and production cost control. Our healthcare business, Medi, also posted a notable improvement in OIBDA, delivering an OIBDA margin of 18.6% versus 7.8% in the third quarter last year. I would like to highlight that a consistent growth of private assets input and portfolio consolidated OIBDA has been seen since 2011, when it was negative. In the 9 months this year, the share of private assets in consolidated OIBDA was 17%, compared to 9% in the corresponding period of the last year and to 3% of 2014. Sistema's consolidated adjusted OIBDA margin has improved by 2.1%. percentage points year on year to 30.5%, despite certain pressures on the cost side. In the third quarter, our consolidated sales, general and administrative expenses increased by 11% year on year to 37.5 billion rubles, reflecting in particular higher SG&A at MTS, as its retail network continued to grow, as well as an expansion of Detskii Mir's business and consolidation of new assets in agriculture and other sectors. Capital expenditures at the group level decreased by 8.8% year-on-year, largely as a result of the budgeted capital decrease at MTS and a significant decline of capital investments in Detskii Mir, which invested heavily last year to develop logistics infrastructure. Among other subsidiaries, I would like to highlight CapEx growth at our pulp and paper business Segezha, which is implementing a 40 billion ruble investment program to upgrade and expand its production capacities. This month, Segezha has made an important step to secure favorable price financing of its CapEx by signing a 5-year syndicated facility agreement for a total amount of 183.6 million. For us, as an investor, it's very important that Segezha is now able to self-finance its growth, and it has established itself as a reliable borrower. Now let me discuss our debt and liquidity position at the corporate center. As we continue to implement our deleveraging strategy, corporate center total financial liabilities, including the SSTL debt, put options, and payables, purchased of SSTL shares, decreased by 16% in the third quarter, by 26% during the first 9 months of 2016. In July, we paid 15% of our liability to the government related to SSTL shares, and we will pay another 15% in December, having hedged foreign currency risk on this payment. We also finalized repayment of SSTL debt guaranteed by Sistema and exercised the early redemption of our local bonds in August in the amount of the 18 billion rubles. The deleveraging cycle we are coming through has already significantly improved our financial stability. We also efficiently manage our currency risk with respect to our financial liabilities. The share of liabilities denominated in foreign currency in our total financial liabilities declined to 53% as of the end of the quarter, comparing to 61% at the end of 2015. In the fourth quarter, we continue to actively manage our liabilities as we target a reduction in our total financial liabilities by at least 30% this year. Consolidated debt decreased by 5% to 464 billion rubles for the reporting quarter and by 17% since the beginning of 2016, in line with the group's deleveraging policy. Despite considerable deleveraging exercise and year-on-year increase of dividend return to shareholders, the corporate center cash position remained comfortable at 18.7 billion rubles, excluding 3.2 billion rubles in short-term deposits. In the fourth quarter, it is supported by inflows from our subsidiaries, which will allow us to fulfill our investment program, as well as to reduce the debt at the corporate center level. In the fourth quarter of 2016, we expect to receive around 20 billion rubles as dividends and cash returns from our investments, including MTS, while at least 50% of this amount comes from our non-public assets. In general, the dividends and cash returns from our non-public assets grew significantly for the last 5 years, reaching more than 12 billion rubles expected for the year 2016, from 1.2 billion rubles received in 2012. We expect this trend to be sustainable. You can find more details about our liquidity and debt position on our website. Thank you for your attention. I will now hand the call back to you.
Thank you, Psevalid. Operator, we're now ready to turn to questions.
Thank you, sir. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find that your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Again, please press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone to signal. We will now take our first question from Alex Kazbegi of Renaissance Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Just a couple of questions from me. Your expenses, if you look at the SG&A, which went up, I think, by about 200 million rubles, but you adjusted EBITDA, declined by more, and I think on the cash flow statement on page 9, you actually have something showing 4.2 billion expense on SG&A. Could you just give us an idea what is the nature of those additional expenditures and how should we treat them going forward? Second question is just to confirm that, again, given your robust outlook for the dividend receipts, both from MTS and the other companies, and your debt reduction schedule, do you basically plan to reduce all the corporate debt using the dividends, or there's any refinancing still required if you look, so to say, on the 12 to 15 months horizon maybe? And then lastly, maybe just a technical one, the SG Trans transaction, just to understand how you booked it. It doesn't seem to be explicitly obvious from the P&L, so probably there was a netting out or there's an impairment charge maybe or something else, so just maybe you could walk us through that as well. Thank you very much.
Good. Okay. Thank you, Alex, for your question. On the first question on the SG&A background, we saw some increase breakdown. We saw some increase of SG&A related to certain costs related to the transactions completed during that period, including SG Trans. Plus, we also saw a certain increase in the remuneration of the BOD members.
But mainly, Sheva, excuse me if I might add, it's Okay, fine. Continue. So, yeah, I just want to mention that mainly in August, this increase is due to vacations that top management typically takes, because August is a vacation period for us, and the way vacation pay is calculated on the basis of a full compensation rather than annual salary, and the full compensation includes the bonus payouts. So basically what people receive in August typically is more than what they would receive in their normal salary, therefore the increase.
Yeah, in addition to this, the question was about higher cash out on the other assets, cash flows and inflows. So there were quite significant investments in Kronstadt. There was a certain investment in the RTI and small amounts in other subsidiaries, including some of the funds. So some of that can be considered as the part of the annual investment program. Some of them can be considered as one-off. Thinking about,
but I guess, I mean, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, so, well, but you're talking about 4.5, probably, which includes Kronstadt and something else, but there's also 4.2,
yes,
which is SG&A taxes and expenses at the corporate center. Those, as far as I understand, include the vacations and whatever the accrual of the bonuses.
Yep.
And previously it used to be a much smaller number. So do we look at this as a presumably Q4 will also have some accrual of the bonuses? So is that going to be materially lower in the Q4, or is it actually going to be partially, you know, are we looking at this number as an indicative number?
Well, this is definitely one-off, and we can provide more detailed breakdown during kind of online conversation with our IR department. There is the annual guidance for our SG&A remains the same, basically. Then the question about the dividend breakdown from other subsidiaries. There, this is the most significant contribution comes from Segezha, then which is to the north of the 4 billion rubles this year. And then we have Leader Invest, BESC. We have Detsky Mir. I think as the key contributors, all of them more than 1 billion rubles. Detsky Mir actually is supposed to be more than 3 billion rubles this year. Leader Invest almost 2 billion rubles, and a few other smaller subsidiaries contributing the rest.
So unless you buy something else, you basically don't see any need in external funding to service your, so to say, repayment of the loans.
Well, as you see, we announced that our target is to decrease our consolidated corporate center liabilities by at least 30% this year, and we believe that we are very well on target. So we will continue to borrow, but only to refinance some of the facilities which we have. In principle, we definitely reiterate that by the end of the year we will decrease our financing liabilities by at least 30%.
Okay, and then maybe just on SG transfer accounting.
As a reminder, it is star one to ask a question.
Alex, can you repeat the question on SG trans, please?
Sorry, no, the question was just simple. I mean, there's 6 billion receipts, so to say, and I guess it's also sitting in the cash flows, but probably should be something in the P&L reflected as well. And I just couldn't find it explicitly which line reflected that. Maybe it was net of acquisition, so to say it was capital gains or whatever it was, plus maybe some impairment. So I just don't know where it sits on the P&L. That's all.
It's in the other, as you can see, there is a section in the presentation, if I am not mistaken. Now at least I cannot find this. Basically, other cash flows in the corporate center.
Yeah.
So this is in the balance of the other cash inflows, cash outflows of the corporate center, basically.
Okay, understood. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
We will now take our next question from Ivan Kim of VTB Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Can you please provide an update on the Indian transaction? And then I just wanted to clarify the 60 billion rubles of dividends and other cash returns over the next 4 years from non-MTS subsidiaries. Does this include the monetization as well? So let's say if you sell a stake, that will be included in the 60 billion ruble number. And lastly, do you disclose how much you pay for 66 hectares of land that you acquired recently? Thank you.
Yes, on SSTL, we filed the request to Department of Telecoms of India to approve the transaction, and we are basically waiting for their approval. And if this approval is received, then we can close the deal before year end. We are hopeful we are able to do that, but of course, in India, very often unexpected difficulties come up, so we just keep our fingers crossed. But so far, it's going according to plan. Now, 60 billion figure of dividends, of course, it's not a guidance; it's rather a vision. I would call it like that, and that does not include monetization. This is dividends that we hope we can receive from our non-MTS subsidiaries. And question number three, how much do we pay for the latest acquisition of 66,000 hectares? We do not officially disclose this number, but the price was around $1,000 per hectare.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, it is star one to ask a question over the phone. As a reminder, it is star one to ask a question, and please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. We will now take our next question from Dilia Ibrahimova of Citi. Please go ahead.
Hello, thank you for the opportunity. Just had two questions, please. The first is on telecom sector on MTS. Perhaps you could comment what is your view on recent intention of Megaphone to pursue digital expansion. What do you think the impact would be on the industry, how would that impact the strategy of MTS, if in any way? And the second question is on RTI. What are your plans with regard to this asset? Whether there has been local news that potentially there could be some monetization. Any comments from your side would be appreciated.
Okay, on Megaphone, I mean, typically we don't comment the activities of other companies, our colleagues and competitors, and at this point we simply don't know enough to be making any comments or conclusions about it. We saw in the news about the potential transaction. We don't know whether it's going to happen, what are the conditions, what are the strategies, so it's I guess too early to tell. And about RTI, we're working on increasing the efficiency of this asset, and we are restructuring the loan portfolio of RTI to make it longer term and less of a burden on RTI, especially with the latest legislation, which essentially requires RTI, as all of the other defense companies in Russia, to treat each contract separately in separate account, so that the funds received per each individual contract cannot be used, for instance, for debt repayment of a company as a whole, and that presents some challenges for RTI, which we are working out. I can't comment on any potential deals that might involve RTI, but of course we are investigating different avenues when thinking how to develop this asset. But so far we are just concentrated on making it more robust, more profitable and operationally more efficient, and restructuring the debt.
Thank you. We have no further questions. Please continue with any further points you wish to raise.
I'd like to thank everyone for joining this call today, and if anyone has any follow-up questions, please feel free to get in touch with us. Thank you, everyone, and have a very good day.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.